Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Hey, this is our last episode before Christmas. Tree is trimmed, stockings hung, gifts are under the tree, and we are turning on Disney Plus to squeeze in a few shorts.
Happy Christmas!
Yay! Oh,
I missed
Happy
my
Christmas.
Cue.
You did. When Disney released its season streamings list in November, there was
season
a sec-
streamings.
Season streamings.
Season streamings.
Season
streaming. Season
streaming.
There
was
a
section called Jolly Shorts. So this week we're going to chat about those shorts.
And you identified with this section.
Because I am jolly and short.
Yes.
We're going to decide which ones are the most and the least jolly.
They're all pretty jolly. I don't know.
I don't know. We're saying holiday spirit is being judgmental, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, ask Scrooge. He was judged very harshly.
Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what is your current nerd thing?
Lots of things. It's Christmas time. It's very nerdy.
Like what?
Well, I think I talked about this before, but I've worn a holiday sweater to work every day this month.
Yours is particularly nerdy again this
Yes, and
recording?
Today I am wearing an Avengers ugly Christmas sweater.
Yes.
But it's beautiful because it's
it
the Avengers.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yes, it has
Very
all the
festive.
Original Avengers on it.
Ho, ho, ho. Smash. Hulk smash.
Hulk smash. Yes, exactly.
And such.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very nice. And what are you drinking?
Your turn. You have to tell me.
Oh, I like Christmas. We went to a wine tasting tonight. That was nerdy.
Okay.
Because we learned about wines.
Yeah, what kind of wine was it?
Sparkling wine. And we learned about, like, different, I don't know, like, codes and stuff on wines and things like that.
Yeah, that was the Prosecco, and I think it's an EU thing where they can, they put different regulations on it, and the one we had was the highest ranking because it was a
fancy.
Superior DOCG.
It just sounds like letters.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. And then, yeah, I'm wrapping up school before the break, and everything is chaos and lots of, like, Romeo and Juliet stuff going on.
I'm sure
on
the children are working very hard.
Super hard. Well, actually, they kind of are. They're panicking. It's a panic. It's a panic thing.
They need their towel.
It's true. Actually, we're reading Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in one of my classes. Yeah, so it's just all, it's all that. It's all that. What are you drinking?
Okay, so what am I drinking? I'm having another selection from my advent calendar.
Oh, yes.
And this is the Hop Commander IPA.
Ooh, an IPA.
It's going to be very hoppy IPA, so let's give her a taste.
Ah!
Yeah, it's aptly named. Very hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a taste as well?
I would, actually. I smell it from here. Oh, no, that is very hoppy. That's a little hoppy for me right now.
Yeah, I mean, you had a lot of wine.
That might be a good beach one.
Yeah. I do like hops on the patio or beach.
I am drinking a gin for my gin advent calendar with water. Lots of water.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
You seem a little loopy.
A little bit, yeah. This is going to be, we just came from the wine tasting, so
You're filled with Christmas spirits.
That is true. Okay. Hawkeye episode 5. What did you think? Spoiler free.
Yes. So my suggestion would be, if you care about spoilers, you might want to start watching Marvel things now. Right now.
Right now. Now.
Yesterday.
Go.
Yesterday.
Go.
Yeah.
Do it.
If you don't want spoilers, you basically can't be on the internet for the next week.
At least.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Anyway. Lots of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, stuff. And things.
Interconnectedness with the MCU as a whole, so I always like that sort of thing. And,
I like the payoff from, like, watching all the things.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're investing in this series, and it's rewarding that investment.
Yay.
You can watch it and not have done this, and it's still fine. But the little bits and Easter eggs extra make you feel good, so I think it's done well that way. Maybe I'm wrong, and if you hadn't watched all these things, then it would be terrible. I don't know,
don't know that because we have watched all the things. So yay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about you?
I really, really liked it, and I'm very concerned about the next episode.
The last episode.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it. I don't know if I'm good concerned or bad concerned, but there's much concern. This was really
just
insane.
Just of the quality, or?
Nope. Just of the things that are going to happen. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
We woke up really early to watch that one.
Not on purpose.
No, we were awake, and then we decided, well, we're up, let's watch this episode.
Yes, I've been battling slight insomnia this month, and it came again. I was awake at 4 a.m., and I was like, well, there's a Hawkeye episode.
let's use the insomnia for good, not evil.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, couple news items. We just, like, today announced there's going to be Celebration Month for Magic Key Holders.
Celebrate good times.
Come on. February.
Right.
Which is good,
I suppose. If the world is still that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of magic key holders, there's been a lawsuit filed against Disney that alleges Disneyland Resort's magic key program deceptively advertises no blockouts despite reservation difficulties.
I can see why this lawsuit was filed, and I figured it was probably coming.
Yep.
They won't win.
No.
Because they had very strong foolproof fine print that said, reservations. I'm not surprised, but Disney's lawyers are ready for this and are rubbing their hands gleefully to make their retainer fees, right?
Apparently it's a $5 million lawsuit, and yeah. So that's happening. There was a power outage that caused serious disruptions at Disneyland Resort because it, of course, everything runs on power, so
does it?
Yeah, that's how
that
works.
I thought it ran on Seven Dwarfs.
Well, okay. That is incorrect.
Small woodland creatures that you sing to?
That one mostly. Singing. The power of song. But basically, it backed everything up, and people were stuck for a long time on different attractions.
Well, the benefit would be if you were stuck on an attraction like, say, It's a Small World and the power went out, at least you would not have to hear the song over and over.
It's a world of laughter and a world of tears and a world of hopes.
No.
And okay.
No.
Also, guests at Disneyland Park can now have the ability to book a special celebration package in Mickey's Toontown. So, if you want to book a private party in Mickey's house,
you can squat in Mickey's house.
You can hang out with the Big Cheese himself. Cheese. It's a mouse. Get it? It's funny.
Mice don't actually like cheese. Fun fact.
So, what do you think of that? Do you want to have a party in Mickey's Toontown?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad they're closing it down and fixing it. Hopefully.
We'll see what happens. And that's the major news for this week. So I think that takes us to the main topic.
Okay.
Well, we're going to talk Spider-Man, but we haven't seen it yet, so.
I was going to say, Spider-Man is coming out.
Yeah, but it's coming out.
And,
we're going to see it on Friday.
Early reviews and reactions are very positive, so I'm looking greatly forward to it.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be a big deal.
I'm so excited.
A big deal. We've been eagerly following along with all the speculation. And
it's been a lot of fun, actually.
It has been fun. We've avoided any actual spoilers, but speculating is
so much fun.
Really fun. So, yeah.
I'm really excited about it. Yeah. So we're recording this on a Thursday, and we're like counting down the hours to Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, so showings to the general public started today for preview night. We are going tomorrow.
Yes. Very excited.
It's holiday time.
So, Brannon, Jolly Shorts, your name for Krista.
Yeah? Most of the time.
Okay. Fair. So, there are four Jolly Shorts that were listed on this year's season streamings. Last year, we kind of did a look at a bunch of, like, feature films.
Yeah.
So, this year, Jolly Shorts.
And this is a very short list.
Okay, so you're four.
Provided by Disney itself.
Yes.
This year for their Disney Plus Day or whatever, right?
Right. So the four options are Olaf's Frozen Adventure, Pluto's Christmas Tree, Prep and Landing, and Deck the Halls Duck the Halls, a Mickey Mouse Christmas special.
Autocorrect got you there, didn't it?
Autocorrect totally got me there.
You autocorrect, I never mean duck, except this time.
Except this time. The one time I actually mean duck. I had seen three of the four of these before. You had seen two of the four of these before. But we rewatched all of them.
We watched. Yes.
Okay. Brandon, what we are going to do
okay.
is we are going to go from 4-1.
4-1.
Ranking. Are you ready?
Ranking. Oh, this is too much stress.
It is. It's so much stress. Okay. Start with 4 and you're going
first. Very judgmental for the festive
season.
Yeah,
I know. What's with that about?
I don't know. Okay. Well, for me, this is actually probably going to be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love them all.
They were all decent.
No, I love them.
But my fourth place one is the oldest one.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Pluto's Christmas Tree. It's the oldest one. It is a classic Mickey cartoon. But I only kind of liked it. So it's a classic Mickey cartoon. But I don't think it's aged super well.
Right.
I like that it focuses on Pluto,
mm-hmm.
but Pluto has like a bad time and Chip and Dale are kind of jerks. And so I don't know. It didn't seem very Christmassy to me. I was like the bad eggs got to have fun and had a nice Christmas and poor Pluto, who was just trying to protect his Christmas tree, got in trouble, and I don't know. Yeah, it's not really my thing.
Okay, so I got really upset when you said that. But the thing is, it's a small list. It's a small list.
None
of these are
list.
Bad.
It wasn't bad, but I didn't like the plot, and I didn't like Chip and Dale in it.
Right. Now, here's my thing. The thing I love about Pluto's Christmas Tree is actually not from Pluto's Christmas Tree, but from the Disney sing-alongs old movies.
No, we didn't watch that, though.
No, I understand that. But all the clips from a lot of the songs, especially for Deck the Halls and stuff, are taken from Pluto's Christmas Tree. So every time I think of Pluto's Christmas Tree, I actually think of Deck the Halls. But here's the thing. I agree with you. I think it's the weakest of the four.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's just like an age thing, but yeah, so I'm going to agree with you.
It's 100% an age thing. Like,
but it makes me really sad to agree with you.
Well, I mean, when you're right, you're right.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. Number 3, what did you have?
Number 3. Okay. This is where I struggle between number 2 and number 3, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
Really? Okay.
I quite like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like how well it meshes with the actual Frozen movie.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of good callbacks, and all the characters are like in a good place. Still, it's the best. It's like one of the best Frozen shorts.
It's true. And there's been a few now.
There has been quite a few now, and some of them are not great. But the song is really good, and it's good.
Which song do you like out of it? Because there's a couple.
Yeah, there is a couple, but like the main song, which Olaf sings about that
Happy
time
Mary,
of year.
Joyful.
Yeah, that's really good, and like trying to gather traditions and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a fun concept, and mm-hmm. I really like it.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm actually going to go Prep and Landing for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, for number 3. I really liked it. I was very pleasantly surprised. So we watched it for the first time last year and very pleasantly surprised
with
it. Yes,
we heard that it was worth watching, and it looked like a bad knockoff DreamWorks thing. But no, it's Disney, and not that DreamWorks has bad stuff, but some of their stuff is bad knockoff. Anyway.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I thought it was just for dumb thing for kids, but it's actually, it is.
It's
good.
Really well done, and I liked it. We watched it again, and I really liked it again.
Mm-hmm. I liked it the second time just as much.
Just as much. I liked the other two things better. Literally, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I just liked the other two things better. The other two will stick with me more. Stick with itness.
So, okay. For my number 2,
mm-hmm.
is Prep and Landing.
Okay.
And this is where I was debating back and forth between Olaf and Prep and Landing. And I agree with you that they're both good, but Prep and Landing will stick with me because the whole theme of it is like, it's kind of like corporate culture and trying to find yourself in your job and things like that. So that kind of spoke to me. So it would stick with me a little
bit
more.
Well, you like work in the business world, yeah. So maybe that resonated a little bit more.
And like in a fun way, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super fun. I am a particular fan of the mugs they keep drinking out of in the office. That's fun.
Yeah, no. I thought it was super cute. And
okay, so I had a serious problem between 1 and 2.
I didn't.
Really?
Nope.
No. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, honestly. Okay, so
It surprised me when I watched it, but I did not have a problem.
Okay, so
because, I mean, I only have 1 month, right? So
my second one was actually Duck the Halls. I put that one a second. It was very pleasantly surprised with it. I really enjoyed all the little Easter egg-y callback flash. Oh, and also, when was the last time you saw Ludwig von Drake in anything?
Well, yes, exactly. No.
Mm-hmm. No, so I liked it. Uh-huh. I don't know. I just really like the songs from the other one.
So you're a sucker for the... and Zell coming in and belting out some tunes.
100%. That's okay. Literally the only reason. Literally the only reason.
That's a cop out. Anyway.
Don't care.
For me, Duck the Halls.
Also, I knew you were going to pick this as number one.
Is absolutely number one. And this was a huge surprise because you're like, we're going to watch these. I'm like, okay, yeah, we've seen some of those. And you said this was one of them. And I'm like, this is going to be terrible. I haven't seen a Mickey cartoon in years that's been any good. Like, the classic ones are good.
Right.
The new ones are usually terrible. And I thought...
You're so hard on them.
No, they are. They're trying too hard or something. I don't know. But this one hit, like... I don't know who it's for, other than me. Because it's... because it's, like... It's like Ren and Stimpy crossed with Mickey. And I don't know. I honestly don't know who that's for other than me.
The thing is, it's for the really, really new ones are that style.
Yeah. But the animation style where it's like retro, but new retro, and the plot, everything is hilarious.
I maintain that you are just trying to convince me to celebrate Christmas by the ocean somewhere.
Well, that was a very good theme. You can celebrate Christmas anywhere.
Yeah.
It's in your heart.
Yeah.
And you can get a suntan while celebrating Christmas.
I really...
Even Santa agrees.
Snow, though. And
no, you don't need snow. No, you don't need
Santa
any of that.
Said.
Yeah, Santa said.
Okay, well, my number one is Olaf's Frozen Adventure. And I just... The music actually... So, for me, the Mickey Mouse... Like, Duck the Halls and Olaf's are like storylines are pretty much on par with each other. But give me some happy music any day, and it like just it tips it over for me.
It's a crutch.
I don't care.
Your music is a crutch.
No, stop it. It is part of the storytelling. I'm poking you. Stop it.
You have Uncle Scrooge.
Okay, Uncle Scrooge is awesome. However,
why are you poking me?
Because you're just
okay. I will cede the floor.
Okay.
To you.
All right. So here's the thing. You have three really solid songs in this one. It's not just one. It's three, because you have the opening song. You have Olaf's song, Happy, Merry, Joyful. Anyway. And you have that one when we're together. And I don't... Okay. We watched Duck the Halls, and then we watched Olaf's back-to-back this year, right? We had seen Olaf's Frozen Adventure before. And when We're Together started, I got, like, misty-eyed. And I was like, oh, it's
that's
really
not,
sweet. And it's like...
literally saying nothing. You get misty-eyed.
Duck the Halls didn't make me misty-eyed. So clearly I had... an emotional response.
You didn't care when Donald died?
Donald didn't die, though.
He looked like he was dead.
Almost died.
Yeah.
He didn't actually die. Did they sing an emotional song about Donald dying?
They could have.
But they didn't.
Poor
so
Donald.
So for me, it goes all Olaf.
He was ready to sacrifice his life for Christmas.
No, so he could experience what he thought was Christmas.
Right.
Which is not actually Christmas.
I guess.
Although, I do have to say, the Mickey song at the beginning about that was pretty, that was really good. The dulcet baritone.
Well, and Mickey going back and telling the story of the olden times in his British voice.
All the throwbacks to Mickey's Christmas Carol was so good.
It's so good.
It was so good.
It's so good.
So good. It was almost as good as Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
No, much better, which I put at third.
Well, it's cute that you're wrong.
No.
Yeah, that was fun.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, these were four fun ones, but I wanted to give a shout-out. That's not on the list. Santa's Workshop wasn't on the list. It was the last one Walt Disney did animated himself, and he hated
terrible,
it.
And it's terrible, yeah. Yeah. It's terrible.
But it's on Disney Plus.
It is,
so I want to give a special shout-out to watch it.
If you have to.
No. It's not terrible. It's just not on the same league as these four, and Disney did not like it himself. But it is the last one that Disney animated himself.
Directed.
So it deserves a special shout-out.
Shout-out!
Shout-out for Santa's Workshop. There's some other fun ones on there, but I think those are the four we're recommending this year.
That's what Disney recommended, so.
Happy, merry, joyful for this, that time of year.
So close. Almost there. You get a fruitcake.
Damn it.
That went right through me.
It's so good. Come on. It's
really I didn't say it was bad.
Nav, you ranked it four.
The only one I said was bad is Pluto's.
I don't think that's bad. It's cute.
It's not terrible, but it's not good.
You're wrong. It's adorable. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, so super short episode this week.
Well, it was a short episode about shorts.
About shorts, exactly.
But it is the holiday season, and we are going to go get festive now.
Woohoo!
We're going to go duck the halls.
Duck the halls!
And find
that
it.
Was okay. I'm going to tell. That was really good.
That, well, I'm rating that so high because I was so surprised.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, absolutely shocked. And I was like, they need to make more like that, but I can see why they don't because I also don't know.
Who is this for?
It's for me personally.
What was it? Oh, the Muppets, period.
The Muppets,
period. We said the same thing. We're like, besides us, who is this made for?
No, you need this the perfect combination of sappy and cynical, and most people are one or the other, and I'm a combination
I'm
of the two.
Yeah,
you are more much
I'm
more sappy.
Sappy than cynical.
Much more sappy.
But I do.
Which
appreciate
one did you rate number one?
The Olaf one.
The sappy one.
The sappy one.
Okay.
But when we're together.
Okay. Yeah. So sappy. I'm a mix of the sappy and cynical.
No, I'm like, I'm a mix, but I'm like a 75-25 mix.
Yeah, and I'm like 50-50.
Yeah.
You're like 90-10.
Okay, I'll give you 90-10.
Very sappy.
80-20?
Maybe on a bad day.
I am really crabby. I'm only 20% cynical. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So I would love to see more than that, more like that.
Yeah.
But I am not holding my breath.
I would also like to point out that on my Christmas playlist on Spotify, I have three songs from Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
There's only three songs from Olaf's
Frozen
Adventure.
No, there's four. One is reprise of the other
ones. Yeah, that doesn't count. There's three songs. Reprise is that's just the same song.
No, I have, well, I have three songs. So
same song with a slightly different beat
and words.
Sometimes.
Yes.
But yes, a short episode for a shorts that we talked about. So
yeah, but if you want to get in the Christmas spirit and you want to watch Disney Plus,
there's lots on there.
Yeah, there's tons. But these are four excellent quick shot of Christmas spirits.
Like the Muppets Christmas Carol, which we
ranked. Oh my God, number one.
In our episode last year.
That's true. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. Really early on in our recording, actually. And yes, we agreed. We actually agreed on something. What the heck?
We agree on a lot of things.
But we did agree Muppets Christmas Carol is the best Christmas movie on Disney Plus. Okay, question. Of the shorts and the features, is Muppets Christmas Carol still the best?
Oh, yeah.
If you're only going to watch one thing on Disney Plus, it's not going to be Life Size 2?
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, you're not sure?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Muppets Christmas Carol, watch that.
I will watch Muppets Christmas Carol twice before I watch anything else.
I'm not angry at that. Mm. I am angry because I remember how you ranked Nightmare Before Christmas. I haven't let it go in a year.
You need to watch more Frozen then.
Let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's our episode for today.
Jolly short.
Jolly and short. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for the awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. Find a link to his work at our website, disneyaa.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. We have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Woo. We don't have Tiki Talk.
We don't have the Tiki Talkies.
Do you know why?
Because I'm too old for that.
Because we are not 19.
No. The 19-year-olds don't even know what a Christmas carol is.
Oh my, okay. So I understand.
Generational issues.
Aside. We have issues. So, as I've said, I teach English, and I'm pretty hip and with it. Well, no, but
no,
I understand the references, at least. Mm. I was teaching... Shut up. I was showing my students The Man Who Invented Christmas, and a bunch of them didn't know what a Christmas carol was. So I went around, and I asked all of the kids what a Christmas carol was. 15-year-olds.
And that they said is Jingle Bells.
They were like, what, like a song or whatever? They didn't know who Tiny Tim was. They didn't know who Ebenezer Scrooge was. So everyone listening has homework. If you don't know what a Christmas carol is, you have to go watch A Christmas Carol. I don't care which version.
I was going to be much more harsh than that.
Oh, okay.
I was going to be like, you need to go look at yourself in the mirror and think about what you've done with your life.
What you haven't done with your life,
yeah.
More likely. Yeah, everyone has homework. Learn to be a better Christmas caroler. That was...
Yeah.
It really upset me. And the crazy thing is the older high school kids know what it is, 100%. It's like this weird... There's like a very strong line in the sand, and it's about age 15. They don't know what it is. So, and I only realized this today, and so I'm trying to frantically show and summarize this to as many people as possible, but I can only do so much.
Yeah. And we figured it out, like, 15, 16 years ago. That's about when Facebook started becoming popular.
So basically, it's Mark Zuckerberg's fault.
It's all Mark Zuckerberg's fault.
That kids don't know what Christmas Carol is.
No culture today.
None.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you are listening...
visit us on Facebook.
Yes. That was awesome.
And rate and review our show, possibly on Facebook.
Possibly.
But preferably on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. I'm still laughing. That was such a good segue.
It's a gooey. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A to them as well. Maybe pick a different episode than this one for their first one.
Why?
But yes, recommend us.
But also make sure they know what a Christmas carol is.
Yeah, I mean, that's step one.
Yes. Otherwise, you need to get
recommend Christmas Carol to them first,
right.
And then Disney A.
You can recommend our episode where we recommend A Christmas Carol.
Hmm. Hmm. Ooh, that's very meta.
Whoa.
No, that's the new name of Facebook, actually.
Whoa.
Meta.
Oh. Hmm. Oh.
Yeah. We're also on Magic the Mouse Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 3 p.m. Eastern. Magic the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we're doing Disney A Rap 2021. No, like Wrapped. Like Spotify.
That's different.
But.
Like a present.
Well, no, we're just doing a year in review.
Sweet. I like years in reviews.
And it was the year of Marvel, so we're probably going to talk about Marvel.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Marvel discussion. A
lot of Marvel.
Yes. Our highs, our lows, and our hopes for 2022.
Travel? Question mark?
That would be lovely.
Maybe not.
No, we're going to freaking travel.
Oh, God. Anyway.
No, traveling.
But
no, we're jolly and no, short.
We're jolly and short. Yes, jolly and short. Jolly and short. So if you have something that really stood out to you this year,
mm-hmm.
or something you really can't wait to see or do next year, like, I don't know, some other Marvel movies.
That is probably Marvel coming out.
Probably Marvel.
Probably some Marvel.
Maybe some Star Wars Disney Plus shows.
Question mark.
There's got to be another season of Mandalorian coming.
Well, there's that. And right at the end of 2021, we are starting Boba Fett.
Yes, we are. So you didn't have that in your news either.
No. I was actually thinking we could talk about that next episode. Next episode. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Because we'll be leading into Boba Fett, right?
Yes, we will. I am Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Okay, but until then, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
And Merry Christmas!
Oh, Merry Christmas! Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
poor Don. So he was ready to sacrifice his life for Christmas.
No.